Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. There's warnings. There's warnings everywhere. You better get your house in order because there is warnings. He says coming back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to get ready. We got to repent daily. We got to pray daily. We got to believe God daily. Praise God. This is the getting ready time. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get ready. And it's a true song. Get ready. Praise God. I'm so glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We're getting ready when we're coming together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's favorite. Coming to you live tonight, worshiping God together. Praise God. What a great time in the Lord, y'all. I'm telling you, every day, as I was saying earlier, praise God, it's a great time for us to be praising God together. Yes, because there are things happening. There are signs everywhere. And we don't have to look for the signs, but it's all according to God's word. Every day that I talk to someone, they are talking about this time when God is getting ready to come back. I played the song earlier. He's coming back. Praise God. And we got to be ready because he's coming back and he's going to gather all those. Praise God. Gotten ready for him, been getting ready, been loving, been coming together. Praise God. You know, God is watching everything that we do, everything we say, everywhere we go. What are we doing? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is awesome. And he has called us for a purpose and a reason. Hallelujah. Do the work of the ministry. He said, as often as you come together, praise God. Hallelujah. Do it in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. We got him on our mind. Praise God. Oh, that is not my message tonight. Hallelujah. But I feel like preaching. This is God's favorite minister coming to you live. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the blood or whatever you may be going through. Praise God. God's favorite. So reaching out to you, you and you, to help heal your hurts. If there is anything that we can say or do to help you, we are here. Praise God. God tell us to pray you one for another that we might be healed. Praise God. You don't know what I'm going through and I don't know what you're going through, but we can speak it and God has stepped in agreement. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's in hallelujah. Holy Ghost, come on. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God. Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, oh God, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. God, we know, God, that you are loving God, oh God, and you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every mother, God, that maybe have lost a son or daughter, oh God, to drugs, prison walls, or the gun, God. We asking you to comfort their hearts, oh God. Father God, we ask you to look on every parent, oh God. Father God, comfort them, oh God. Father God, deliverance is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, those behind prison walls, God. Father God, we are praying, oh God, and bringing them before you, God, that they will learn to forgive themselves and look to you, God, to serve you. Lord God, this is just a preparation place right there where they are. Praise God. We pray for salvation on every heart or every child, every, oh God, husband or wife. We pray, God, salvation, oh God, on our families, wherever they may be, God. Lord God, oh God, nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God. We believe in you, God, that you can do anything, God, but fail. God, we place them, oh, Father God, in your hands, oh, God, because that's what you told us to do. You said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. So, Father, we pray as they come to you. Praise God. That one, oh, God, that called me today to pray for my daughter, oh, Father God, that daughter will make right decisions. Oh, praise God. I'm praying tonight, oh, God, that that daughter, oh, God, will turn to you and serve you with her whole heart, mind, and soul. I'm praying, oh, God, for that mother, grandmother that called me on yesterday concerning her grandson that's contemplating suicide. In the name of Jesus, God, it seems as though you heard our prayer. She didn't call me today and said he was dead. He's still alive. We fly the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that everyone that has suicide on their mind, that, oh, Father God, they have turned and called up on you, that they will serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Comfort that mother. Comfort that grandmother, oh, God, as they call upon you. Father God, there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. We remind you of your word, God. You said your arms is not too short that you can't reach down and save. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for hearing our prayer, hearing our call in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, again, I'm so glad to hear and see you all on here tonight. Oh, look at all God's children. You all look like a rose because he's fearfully and wonderfully made you. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask, is there any prayer requests before we go on with the service? Praise God. If there you have a prayer request, please press 1. Oh, yes, on your phone, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. And I believe we have Sister Felicia Keys on here, our prayer warrior. Can you pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Remember, we have a grandmother who's praying for her grandson that was contemplating suicide. So we want to break that spirit all over. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Sharon, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Pastor Collins. How are you tonight?
Wonderful.
I would like to just put this young man, I don't know him, but my cousin told me about it. He was hanging on, like the signs hang over the bridges. He was hanging on there dead, she said. But don't nobody, she don't know him, and neither do I. It was close to, I want to say, I forgot what part of Mississippi. But anyway, it was a part of Mississippi she told me about him. I just want to lift his family up. I don't know his name, but God knows him. Amen.
Amen. All right, Minister Gwen.
Good evening, Pastor and Mother Vivian, and to all the saints on the line. I'm just thanking God by faith that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, that my lungs are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Continue prayers for my mother that she won't be so worried about me, and giving her comfort as she's been remembering so much my baby sister who went on to be with the Lord last year. That is so much on her mind right now, and it always has been, but she seems to be grieving even more. And just continue prayers for all of my family members, and that we will continue to grow even more in the Lord. Thank you.
And we want to keep Minister Brenda Mims' husband in prayer, who has liver cancer. We want to keep him in prayer as well. Praise God. I know you all have heard her on at times. She said that she was blind, but her husband has liver cancer. So pray for him. All right. Minister Daniel. Minister Daniel. 318. 318. Area code. You have your hands up. Okay. We're going to turn it over. Yes, I hear you, my dear.
Good evening, everyone. All the saints of God, may God continue bless each and every one of you. I'm praying and asking you to agree with me in prayer for my mother, for her to be strengthened at this time. She's approaching 101, and we just keep thanking God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Janice. We love Mother. Praise God. 101, y'all. Come on. She's going to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister Keys.
101.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, We thank you, dear Lord, for blessing us to be here one more time, dear Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us just to come together. Father God, the grandmother that is praying for her grandson, dear Lord, the one who was thinking about committing suicide, Father God, we ask that you continue to be with him. Lord, touch his mind, Lord. Touch his mind, Lord. Lord, give her the strength to talk to and do whatever she can to help her grandson during this confusing time in his life. But Father God, we ask that you just touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Let him realize that there is a better way, Lord, that he don't have to give up, Lord, that he can put his trust in you, dear Lord. Father God, we pray him for mental illnesses, Lord. Different thoughts that may be going on in the mind. Lord, we know you're a mind regulator, you're a heart regulator. Lord, you could do all things, Father God. We ask that you just touch him and all those that are in depression, dear Lord. Father God, be with them. All those that are thinking there's no other way, the only way is to end it, dear Lord. Father God, give them hope. Give them some sense of comfort, knowing that they could depend on everyone. This is just a test that they're going through, that things will get better, Father God, that their presence is needed here on this earth, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch them, Lord. Just touch. Father God, we're praying for Brenda Mims' husband, Father God, as he's battling liver cancer, dear Lord. Father God, touch his body, Lord. Heal, Lord, as only you could heal, Lord. Dry up that cancer, dear Lord. Give Brenda the strength she needs in order to help her husband, dear Lord. Father God, let the doctors do whatever they could do, Father God, so he will be completely healed, Lord. He will be cancer-free, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for that. Father God, Minister Sharon is coming to you this evening. She's praying for the young man's family, the one that was hanging on the bridge dead, dear Lord. She doesn't know his name, but you do, Lord. Touch his family. Give them strength, Lord. Strength, Lord. Help them to understand what has happened, dear Lord. Help them to give them the strength, Lord, just to withstand this, Lord. Give them comfort, Lord. Just wrap them in your arms. Cradle them, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just cover, Lord. Be with them and cover them, Lord. Give them peace in this trial that they're going through, dear Lord. Minister Gwen Bernardo is coming to you, Lord. She's thanking you, Lord, for healing her body. She's just waiting on the manifestation, but she's thanking you for her complete healing, dear Lord. Father God, she's praying for her mother, Lord, for her mother to have peace, Lord, so that she don't have to just worry about her in different situations that has happened, dear Lord. Father God, give her comfort, Lord. Give her the understanding to know that Minister Gwen will be okay, Lord. Give her some great days to where she don't have to be worried, Lord, to where she won't be sad worrying about her children, dear Lord. Father God, we're just praying that you continue to comfort her. Give her strength, Lord. Continue to heal her body. Lord, she's praying for her whole family, Lord, that they will be closer to you. They'll have a closer walk with you. They'll be stronger in you, dear Lord. Father God, she's thanking you for it. For her family, Lord, and she's thanking you for what you're going to do for them, how you're going to just continue to let their faith grow, continue to let their understanding of you grow. Father God, we thank you for how they're going to just trust you, dear Lord. Father God, Minister Janice is coming to you. She's praying, Lord. She's praying for her mother, Lord. She's about to have a birthday, Lord. She'll be 101. Lord, we pray in strength, Lord, strength, and thanking you for the longevity. Father God, we ask you to continue to give her that longevity, Lord. Let us celebrate her, dear Lord. Let her just thank you, Lord. We'll continue to praise you for the longevity of her life, dear Lord. We're thanking you that she will see it. We're thanking you that all is well, dear Lord. We're thanking you, Father God. Father God, we lift up all type of depression that's going on, Lord. Suicidal thoughts, Lord. Those that's battling drug addictions, we lift them up to you, Lord. Those that's just whatever the situation may be, we lift it up to you, Lord. Whether it's alcohol or whatever, Lord, we lift it up to you. All the parents that are grieving for the children, dear Lord, we asking you to just to comfort their hearts, dear Lord. Father God, we asking you to just cover the children, cover our children with your precious blood, from babies up to middle-aged to adults, dear Lord. Cover, Lord, cover, Lord. Let us help them to get on their knees and pray, dear Lord. Father God, turn around some of this violence that's going on. Turn around this feeling of, as if they're alone, dear Lord. Turn around and stop the bullying that's going on, Father God. We're praying for our nation, praying for this gun violence that's going on. Father God, we're just praying for mothers, grandmothers, all of them that are praying for their unsaved loved ones, Father God. We're praying that they'll be saved before it's too late. Help us to reach one, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you on this evening, thanking you for everything that you're going to do, thanking you for being our comforter, thanking you for being our protector, thanking you for being our healer, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, continue to order our steps, dear Lord. Let us hear what it is that you're saying. Let us be able to reach one, Lord, and then that one reach one, and it just continue to trigger on. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing this evening, everything you have done, dear Lord. We're thanking you for your saving grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Minister Jackie, can you give us a praise song, please?
You are my friend.
Yes, God.
Friend like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope, Lord. Hope like no other. Hope like no other. Reaches to me. You are my joy, joy like no other, joy like no other, reaches to me. You are my peace, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. Reach it to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Hallelujah. You lift me up, unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than ocean, reaches to me. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heaven. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reaches to me.
God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. We are coming tonight, praise God, because there's strength. And where two or three or more are gathered to tear down the enemy's camp. And I'm going to talk about tonight. Take Goliath down. You know, David had five smooth stones, and he took down Goliath. Come on, somebody, now. We're going to take Goliath down. Every enemy that has been spoken tonight, every young girl that want to give her body away tonight, we're going to take that Goliath down. Every epitome of suicide, of whatever was mentioned tonight, we gonna take the Lord down. Hallelujah. I'm going to be asking questions. You're going to look at yourself. We're going to take some minutes down. Use your five fingers to remind you of the five stones you need to face your Goliath. Let your thumb remind you of this first stone is the stone of the test. If you've been, if the devil is trying to remind you of the past, he's a liar. God has a catalog. Keep a list of all the world workers, has a record. Has he not walked you through high water? Come on. Look at it. Look at it. God done brought you through some things. Prove to be faithful to you. Praise God. Have you not known his provision, how he has provided for you? He tells us this. Wait, I got to back up because God's word, hallelujah, is the only thing going to stand forever. Praise God. He has shown himself mighty. Write two more days, worries in the sand. If you've been worrying about something today, just write it in the sand. Chisel yesterday's worries in a stone and use it to will it against the enemy. Praise God. In the past year, what success has God given you? Think about it. God been better to you than what the enemy is trying to tell you. Throughout your Christian life, what high waters has he walked you through? Yes, I can testify. I can attest that he has walked me through something. And I know he has done the same thing for you. Think about in the past month, what worries that occupied your time never materialized because God was there with you all the time. That he didn't allow these things to happen. Just before I came on the phone, I was talking to a mother. I said, you pray for your daughter, that thing that the devil is trying to plague her with. It will not appear materialized because God said man ought to always pray and not faint. So don't you give up on her. I said, you pray. And I said, I'm going to pray, and we're going to believe God. Well, we willing, hallelujah, that our stone at the Goliath in her life. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's look at another stone, the stone of prayer. Are you praying? Are you praying, praise God? God said we ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. We haven't been coming on First Saturday, but I'm going to let y'all know that I've been praying, but we've been had guests, and we hadn't been able to have our prayer time. But that didn't stop us from praying because we still were praying. But we're going to come together to pray again. Praise God. I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer. Praise God. And I know you do too. So, okay, here is the stone of prayer. Hallelujah. The valley between the thumb and the finger. Come on now. We're going to walk through this thing. To pass from one to the next, you must go through it. Let it remind you of David's descent. Before going high, you must go low. There are some low places in our lives. There is some low places that you're going to go to. There are some low places that you're going to face. But before sending, fight. You got to fight with a good fight of prayer. You got to pray. Pray always. Praise God. David descended to prepare. Don't face your giant without first doing the same. Dedicate yourself to prayer. Go into prayer on the devil. I may not seem like it's working, but yes, it is. Will it? Oh, God. Praise God. How to? Oh. Will our thing against the devil, let the devil know with the word. What sort of things do you normally pray about? What are you praying about? What sort of things seem to escape your notice in prayer? I know some things seem like they just ain't, it ain't happening. But yes, it is. Pray. Just continue to pray. When is the best time for you to pray? Find out your best time for you to pray. And pray. Don't give up on prayer. Another stone. This is the third stone. The stone of priority. What is your priority? Is your priority is to go and do other things before pray? Pray. Let your tallest finger remind you of the highest priority, God's reputation. If God's reputation were based solely upon our behavior, what kind of reputation would God have? If you were to live all your life for God's glory, including your family life or your work life or your recreational life, and so what need to change in your life if nothing is being changed? They had, God told the men, praise God, after they had fished all night long, he said, then go catch, and that's on the other side. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to pray. We're going to pray about this thing. We're going to wail our song against this thing, and it's going to happen. All right, another stone is the stone of passion. What is your passion? David ran not away from, but toward his giant. Don't get fearful. Don't run away from the things in your life. Oh, the devil is on my track. You run to him and let him wheel your stone with the word of God and say, I command you, Satan, to go in the name of Jesus. Do the same. You got to do the same thing. What good has a problem pondering and gotten you down where you just want to bow down to it, or you know someone want to bow down and don't and want to give up? No, let them know it's not the time. You've stared so long and you can't number the hairs of Goliath's chest. Has it helped? No. Listening hurts and it won't heal them. If you just keep on talking about the hurts and hurts, that is not going to heal them. Talking about it ain't going to help none, what I'm saying. Praise God. Hi. Itemizing problems won't solve them. Categorizing rejection won't remove them. David lobotomized the giants because he emphasized the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. David is such a great example to us how we ought to go with our stones and what we ought to do with them and how we ought to use them. Praise God. So what are the most passionate about your life? With you? Say you are passionate about God, then let God know. How could you increase your passion for God? What could you do to remove, toward the top spot in your life? Then let God know that he is first. Let God know that he is first. Praise God. One more stone. One more stone. We said there was five stones. Praise God. There was five stones. The last one. Praise God. Is that stone of persistence. Persistence. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be persistent about that thing. Never give up. Never give up. Not enough. One apology might not do it. One day or month or resolve might not be suffice. You may get knocked down in the trying. Knocked down a time or two. Get up and keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Keep loading the rock. If you got to pick up, you're going to have to pick up some more of the word. Oh, that word is a solid rock. Praise God. Just pick it up and don't quit. Keep on swinging and slinging and wheeling it at the enemy because you are a winner. Praise God. How has a lack of persistence hurt you in the past? How has a commitment to persistence paid off so far? Look at yourself. Since you have persisted this long, there have been some payoffs. Maybe you haven't won every battle, but there have been some payoffs because God is just that kind of God. Who is the most persistent person you know? What gives him or her this quality? What can you learn from this person to increase your persistence? Who is your that you look to, you can trust in? Praise God. Persist on. Let's go to the word right quick while we have a few minutes. Praise God. While I'm asking all these questions, we gonna go to the book of first. Let's see here. First Chronicles 16:7-36. First Chronicles, and let's see what happened here. 16, and we're going to go to verse 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened here. Hallelujah. Verse 16:7-36. It was David's psalm of thanksgiving. You got to thank God in the midst of that trial. You got to thank God for what he has done. You got to, I said the past, you got to thank God for what he is doing the present. Hallelujah. You got to thank God for what he is going to do. Because that thing going to be, because you're willing them stones. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to thank God before it even happens. Because it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So David, then on that day, David delivered first this song to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Listen at this. When I was studying this, I almost just jumped up and started running. David said, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Come on, somebody now. Make known. Come on, somebody. His deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of his wondrous work. Come on, we wheeling some stones now, y'all. Come on, we wheeling some stones right now. And we tearing down the enemy's camp. Praise God. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk of all his wondrous work. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders and his judgment. Y'all, I just told you about it. Hallelujah. His mouth, when he speaks, hallelujah, things don't change for you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Woo. Oh, ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. He done chose you now. Come on, you better believe it. He done chose you. Hallelujah. To be his own child of Jacob, his chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. God ain't forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. His judgments is in all the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be ye mindful always of his covenant. The word which is commanded to 1,000 generations. Somebody better shout, hallelujah. His word will last forever. His word will not fail. You got to wheel these stones. Oh, take the word of God and wheel it, praise God, against your Goliath. Hallelujah, praise God. Saying unto thee, I will give the land of Canaan and the lot to your inheritance. God going to do something for you. Hallelujah. When ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, praise God, hallelujah. And when they went from nation to nation and from kingdom to kingdom, another people, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you nothing because you're in God's hand now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not, hallelujah, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among the nation. Y'all better get this chronicles here, because this is David. He tanned down them. I'm telling you, something will happen in your life. Believe his word. For great is the Lord. This is so powerful, y'all. This is and greatly to be praised. He's also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. Take your will and praise God, the word of God. But the Lord made the heaven. Glory and honor are his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise God is speaking. Oh, David was in a place of thanksgiving. He praising God for all, and all his enemies are being scattered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise fear before him all the earth, the world, and shall be stable that it is not moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and let the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out of the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O Lord, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto the holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. That's it, y'all. Hey, all the people, all of you all, all the people said, amen to that, and praise the Lord, because we know God is about to do something. Yeah, I can run over here right quick. And I got one more I want to share with y'all before we go off. Yeah, go to, we had three scriptures, and I'm going to give them to you in case you want to read them. Ephesians 6:18-20 and Colossians 3:23-24. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, when I was studying this, I was on fire for the Lord. I'm wheeling my stones. I'm wheeling my stones against the enemy, praise God. My Goliath, my giants in my life that's trying to steal my children, trying to steal my relatives, praise God, the loved ones, friends, all those that I've been praying for, praise God, hallelujah. I'm wheeling my stones against their Goliath. And I'm telling the devil and serving notice on him, you cannot have them. Told that mother tonight, God said if we pray, if we come together and pray, and you and I are agreeing, that your daughter going to turn to the Lord. Your daughter going to face a giant, and because of the prayer of you, God will hear your prayer. He will answer your prayer. Don't you believe? I told her, don't you believe God will answer your prayer? She said, yes. I was praying for another woman, and I was telling her the same thing. I said, well, God was trying to tell you first. Glory. Hallelujah. How can you tell somebody can't tell yourself? You got to talk about yourself. God speaks to you. She said, you are so right. I said, now you go on and believe for her. Praise God, that have lost their daughters. Praise God. to gun violence almost every weekend. Praise God. We are praying that God will strengthen them in the midst of this trial, praise God, that they are going through. It's just it's a small thing. It might hurt. It might hurt. But God is there. God is there. Ephesians 6, 18-20 says, praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All saints. Don't leave nobody out. We are persevering. We are praying. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. This word is so strong. Praise God. We are praying for all saints everywhere, that they be strengthened. Don't leave nobody out. God loves everybody. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Praise God. Praise God. We praying. We praying for everybody. God loves every one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Colossians, if I could get it in right quick. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I love the scriptures. Praise God. Colossians, I said, was 3:23. And it said, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. When you pray for others, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive a reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Praise God. Whatever you do, when you pray, do it from your heart for others. Just pray. Pray for others that they will come to know the Lord in the pardon of their sins, that they will serve all the children, young people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to pray. Yes, we're going to pray. Ye one for another, like the word says. I just thank God for Sister G. She has a prayer line on Tuesday at 4 o'clock where we just pray for the children. Praise God. What a wonderful thing. We're praying that children be saved. Praise God. My time is up. I could tell you more, but tear down them Goliaths with your stones. Praise God. Father, thank you for this afternoon. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. I pray that you all will come right back here next Sunday at the same time at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. Janice on Friday night, praise God, at 8 o'clock on the same number, the Sadie at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Please join us and be with us in these meetings, praise God. God is moving by his Spirit. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Love her.
All right, love you all.